Grace to you and welcome to the DDP for the 1st of April. I'm Paul White and I'm glad you're with me as we start a brand new month. We're praying grace and favor into your life, just trusting and believing for good things for you. I don't think there's anyone who hasn't or who would assume that things are normal, especially in the travel world, airlines and stuff like that. And so it's no surprise that our meeting in Wallaceburg, Ontario, Canada, that was supposed to happen this weekend, will not be happening. I will keep you up to date on the major changes in our schedule. We've had minor changes here in North Georgia just due to the restrictions on the size of crowds that can gather. And so we've been having our Tuesday night meeting without several of our people there. We have a few in the room, so that we can record the studies in John. Still been trying to post those, or have been posting those, so we can get that, continue that journey and give people out there fresh material to see. I know that almost every ministry and church are streaming services live, and I know that has overloaded Facebook, because with almost every church in America streaming a Facebook Live and then leaving it up, that's too much for any server. So I know Facebook's begin pulling those down. I'd just like to say that I'm about 99.99% sure you're not being persecuted if your church had their video pulled down. I think it has more to do with using their server space for what amounts to probably literally millions of hour and hour and a half long live videos that I'm pretty sure they're not capable of handling. What we've tried to do is continue to post ours to YouTube, which is a server far more adept or capable of handling those things, and then ours are not live. They are edited and then posted. So all of our stuff continues to go up and go out. The exception to that might be that our Sundays could get pretty interesting. I don't have a backlog of material, save for one more weekend. The one that will air this Sunday is the one we just ministered this last Sunday in our monthly meeting here in Georgia, which we were able to have. So that one will go up Sunday. After that, I got to get creative. And some of it might be me recording sermons from my office or from home. Some of it might be old material we've sat on for about a year and haven't posted because we had some other plans for it. This might be the other plans, just that we didn't plan it that way, but you just try to meet the moment with what you can. So I got some ideas, but just to let you know that things are still proceeding nicely. We're still able to record. Of course, the DDP will keep coming at you. I don't see any reason that stops. We'll continue the journey in 2 Corinthians. I'm going to do that for the next 4 or 5 minutes today. Then we're going to do that again tomorrow from 2 Corinthians 5. And then on Friday, we go to Long Form Friday, and we will be airing for you the 28th, 29th, and 30th of the Finished Work Eschatology vlogs. We've been doing that for about 9 weeks now, 9 of the last 10 Fridays. We've done Long Form Friday on our eschatology vlogs. Getting good feedback from that. A lot of people enjoying that. So that's coming up in a couple of days. Today's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5. Now, he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. What is the very thing he has prepared us for? It's the topic of the first 4 verses of the chapter, in which our earthly house, this tent, this physical body, is destroyed, and then we are swallowed up of our eternal man. That's the one that Paul calls swallowed up by life. Where is it? Eternal in the heavens, or in other words, in the heavenly realm. Not a proper noun place called heaven, but in the realm of the heavenlies. That's the realm of the invisible. It's the realm of the things that are not seen. If you stretch back to chapter 4, verse 18, we look at the things which are we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen, because the things you see are temporary, the things which you don't see are eternal. Then chapter 5, our home is not made with hands, it's eternal in the heavens. That's verse 1. Those two verses go together, which means You can't see your eternal dwelling place. It's not visible. But it's also called life. Our mortal is swallowed up by real life. The one who has prepared us for this very thing, this is verse 5 now, is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. Why do you need the Spirit as a guarantee? Think about the word guarantee as it's a little closer in the Greek, and it would sound something like this, that you have been given the Holy Spirit as a down payment. You have been given the Holy Spirit as an earnest payment. I'll use another one in a second, but let me qualify those. A down payment or an earnest payment is, say it's considered like money that you give to a bank or you give to a creditor or a seller. That is the initial payment promising future payments, usually non-refundable. So if I'm going to buy a home, but I need the bank to help me buy that home, to give me the money to buy it, I'm going to pay them interest. But to protect their position, I'm going to pay a down payment. That down payment ensures them of several things. First, it ensures them that I've got money. It ensures them that I've done a good enough job financially to come up with that money. It also ensures them that from day one, they have not loaned out so much money on that home that they couldn't recover that money in the event they had to foreclose. The down payment is my way of saying, I want the house, I will take the house, I will take care of the house, and I'll give you all that I owe you for the house over time. When Paul calls the Holy Spirit a guarantee, a down payment, an earnest payment, you could say that what Paul is saying is that God put the Holy Spirit in you as the first payment against your inheritance. The fullness of your inheritance is the fact that you have a house not made with hands eternal in the heavens, a thing you can't see, but it's life. And that is that's the fullness. But the down payment, the thing that gives you the guarantee that it's yours, is the Holy Spirit. There's another way to see this, and I want to save it for tomorrow because it opens up a can of worms is probably not the right way to say it, but it takes us down a beautiful side road, separate road, and I want to give it the time that it deserves. So tomorrow on the podcast, I'll give you another illustration of what the Spirit is inside of us as a down payment. We'll do that together tomorrow. Have a great day. I'll see you then. God bless.